Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening is the gospel lesson, especially verse 12. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. It's a sign. And a sign does certain things. A sign must get your attention. Well, for example, the sign up the exit ramp on the highway that says wrong way for anybody who decides to turn the wrong way there. Do not enter. Bright red gets your attention. Believe it or not, this sign gets more attention than even angels and angel choirs. This sign, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, it gets more attention and the attention lasts longer. It still has our attention, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And that's why we're here tonight. A sign must be different. It points out how something is not the same as anything else around it. And again, this one sign is completely unique. Absolutely one of a kind. A sign must point to something, and this sign, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, points to, shows us, nothing else than the full measure of God's love and mercy for this world and for the lost, and a sign must give a message. So again, the sign the angel gives the shepherds is of a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And let's begin to dig a little bit into that, because swaddling cloths meant something particular in those days. That was for a child born to royalty. And the swaddling cloths wrapped around the legs and around the body were so that the child would straighten and stand tall when it grew up. Can you think of any more royalty than the Son of God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? And so on the one hand, that royalty, and then on the other, in a manger? How is this? If you want to find children of royalty, that's not where you look. You look in palaces. You look in places where there is the richest of preparations. Lying in a manger? Completely out of place? And that's the whole point. It is unique, and the shepherds have to go and see. They have no other choice. And notice the sign is not, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, surrounded by wise men, visibly full of glory, attendants gathered around, trumpeters and such, and I was looking through quotes this last week, and one that comes from Martin Luther, included in the bulletin, it's about the birth of Jesus, that if Jesus had been born and laid in a cradle that was gold-plated and there were trumpeters and people heralding him, that would have been quite something. But it would not have taken away my fear, says Martin Luther. We're normally and naturally fearful around the great and the important and the powerful. And so Jesus comes, not surrounded by all of those things, but laid in a manger. And he does so not only so he can take away our fear, but because he has chosen by his birth to come among us, to be one of us. The Apostle John says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Apostle John says, what was from the beginning we have seen and our hands have handled, this Word of God, this Son of God, has come among us. And he is so serious about being one of us that he takes our flesh. He takes our nature. He shares our suffering, our discomfort. And the sign that the shepherds are told about and sent to is a sign so that they can understand what it meant that the Son of God was coming into the world. He came to be our brother, our friend, and the one who would lay down his life for us. The Son of God hides his glory to come into our world so that he can give his life as a ransom for many. He is the creator of all, and he's present everywhere. And here he is in the frame of a little child. And he tells us, this is where you find God. You don't find God by meditating your way up into the heavens. You won't find God or peace through nature or science or trying to figure out on your own how to be spiritual, but in a little child where God comes to you. He is the great God of all creation. And he comes to lead us, guide us, and walk with us. This is Emmanuel lying there in the manger. And who would have expected that? Even the angels are in amazement and awe. Born of a virgin and laid in a manger, and before that, carried within the womb. This is the God of heaven who chooses to be conceived and become one of us. And the mysteries start coming. He created all things and holds them together, and now he must be held. He must be carried. He is all-knowing and all-powerful, but there he is, helpless. He created the bread of the earth, the fruit of the orchard. He opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. And now he must be fed and kept warm. He's the God of heaven and earth, the God who rules everywhere, is everywhere, knows all things. And he has decided to come and walk with you. The most amazing thing is, why? The plan and the purpose, born as an infant for you. He taught and preached and explained that his whole life is for you. Grew up in order to be put to death. The cross, the rising on the third day, the promise to return. And all of this, he says, is for us. He was so serious about being one of us that it was not enough for him to share our flesh, our needs, our sufferings. He was going to share our sin by taking that sin to the cross. That's who the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay really is. the Savior mighty to save, who came to fight for your soul and to win you for eternal life. And notice, the first Christmas, it's done without Christmas trees, it's done without lights or presents, because the wise men came along later. It's done without Christmas carols, except for the one out in the fields, sung to the shepherds, or sales in the malls, or Santa Clauses, or all of the other things we've added to it. But that first Christmas is the most powerful one ever. Jesus chose to be born among the dust, the dirt, the sheep, so I might live forever among the angel choirs. He chose the poorest dwelling so that we might live in the mansions of heaven. He stooped down to raise me up. And by choosing to be born in that way, what Jesus set in motion is something so powerful that it continues to sweep over the entire world, no matter where you are. It is Christmas, no matter the condition of our lives. It is Christmas, no matter what tomorrow or the next year might bring. It is Christmas, and the Savior is one of us, with all of his grace and mercy and salvation. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas. Amen.